This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome Rabbi Yisai, Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. This week, the schedule is Sunday and Monday night. Usually it's Monday and Tuesday, I just have weddings Tuesday and Wednesday. So, here we go. We're in the middle of the sugya of Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is somebody who accepts upon himself Nazirus permanently. Permanent Nazirus. It's different than Nazir Shimshain. Today, in the Eon Shir, we discussed the ramifications of Nazir Shimshain. But now we're going to speak about Nazir Olam. And Nazir Olam is learnt out from Avshalom. We're going to start a few lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Beis, V'Nazir Olam Hechaksiv. Where is Nazir Olam written? The way Tosis learns, where does it say that a Nazir Olam could lighten his hair with a razor? The Tanya, we learned in Braisa Rabbi Yomer, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom was an eternal Nazir. Shenemar, Vayimi Ketzar Bamshan, was at the end of 40 years. We'll see at the end of the Gemara today, the end of 40 years of what? It can't be the end of 40 years of David's reign, because David only reigned for 40 years, and there were at least 5 more years of David's reign after Avshalom's rebellion. So what exactly does it mean it was at the end of 40 years? Vayirma Avshalom el HaMelech. Avshalom said to the king, Elchana, I will go, Va'ashalim es nedarai, I will pay my neder, asher nadarti la'ashem, that I pledged to Hashem b'chevroin. Tosfos says, Stam neder is mashma nazirus. And umegaleach, he would shave his hair once every 12 months. The lashon of the pasuk in Shmuel is "Vagalchay es roishay v'hayam miketz yamim layamim," and the pasuk says "Asher yigalech ki chaved olav v'gilchay." So he's shaving his hair because it got heavy. Now, how often did he cut his hair? It says yamim miyamim. What does yamim miyamim mean? It says Gemara, the yalef yamim yamim mibate arichamel. We learn out yamim yamim from the laws of selling a house in a walled city. Halach is if you sell a house in a walled city, you can only redeem it up to 1 year. Mahasam, just like by bate arichama yud beis chaydash, you have 12 months. It says v'ish ki yimkar beis moishav ir choyma v'hoisu gulasei ad toim shnas mim karay yamim tia gulasei. And there yamim means 12 months. Afkan, so too by Avshalom, where it says that he cut his hair yamim miyamim yud beis chaydash. Rav Naharai oimer migaleach achas lamed yoyim another oilam could cut his hair once every 30 days. Rabbi Yosi Omer Megaleach Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. He could cut his hair every Friday. Why? Because if you don't cut it every Friday, it's considered the hair is long. Shekein Matsinu Bivnei Malachim. We find by princes, the sons of kings, Shemagalchim Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. They cut their hair every Friday. So now the Gemara analyzes the opinion of Rebbe. My time of the Rebbe, what's the logic of Rebbe? Yalef mibate arechayma. We learn out the meaning of yamim from the walls of selling a house in a walled city. But wait a second. The pasuk says yamim tia geulasai. It says ad toim shenas mim kara. You could redeem it until the end of the year. And then it says yamim tia geulasai. Yamim there means at the end of 2 days you could redeem it. You have to wait a minimum of 2 days to redeem it. You can't redeem it immediately. There, the word yamim doesn't mean a year. It means 2 days. Rebbe is the one who says, "Ein yamim chusim mishnayim." Yamim there means it's not less than two, which then means you can't redeem before 2 days. You can't redeem after 1 year. So there's a time frame of 2 days to 1 year. But yamim in that pasuk does not mean a year. Ad shnas. Ad toim shenas mim karoy means a year. Yamim means 2 days. Says the Gemara, no. In the context of the Gzeirah Shavah, yamim cannot mean 2 days. Because we're explaining that Avshalom cut his hair because his hair was heavy. So if Yomim meant 2 days, it can't mean that Avsham cut his hair every 2 days. Hai gzeira shava mishum koivid gomer. This gzeira shava is being learnt out because of the heaviness of his hair. Uvishne yomim leka koivid. And in 2 days, there's no heaviness. So therefore, in the context of the gzeira shava, we're going to interpret the word yomim kipshutai, that it's going back on shnas mimkarai, namely a year. Says the Gemara, wait a second, yomim could also mean 2 years. Why do we say yomim means 1 year? Maybe it means 2 years. Ve'ema beisham d'chsev v'ayehi mikeitz shnasayim yomim. There yomim means 2 years. Yomim shnasayim yomim. So why are we learning out 1 year? Shnasayim is 2 years. Says Gemara, we have a question about the word yamim. So the most logical place to learn out what yamim means is from another pasuk that it just says the word yamim. But why learn out what yamim means from a pasuk that adds shnasayim? Dunin yamim she'en imahem shnayim. We'll learn out what yamim means where it's not qualified by the word shnayim, mi yamim she'eni mam shnayim, from another yamim that doesn't say shnayim. We'll learn out yamim from of batei ari chayma, from, we'll learn out yamim that it says by Avshalom, from yamim that it says by batei ari chayma. Because in both of these cases, it doesn't qualify it with the word shnasayim. But v'al yoychiach zeba, why prove it? We're not going to prove it. Sheyeshimay shanim, from a pasuk by him miket shnasayim yamim, where it qualifies it with the word shnayim. Says the Gemara, well, maybe yamim means 30 days. Ve'ema lamid yamim, maybe it means 30 days. Dechsev ad chodesh yamim. It says by the slav that the people they ate the quail until 30 days. So why don't we learn out what yom means by Avshalom from the word yomim by Ad Chodesh Yomim? So again, the Gemara says, "Donin yomim she'ini mam chadashim." It's more logical to learn out what yomim means where it's not qualified by the phrase months, mi yomim she'ini mahem chadashim, from another place where it says yomim without saying months, namely by Batei Arechayma, v'al yoychiach zeh, and don't prove it, she'yesh imay chadashim, from another pasuk where it says months. Says the Gemara, ve'ema mehacha, why don't we say from here, mi yamim yamima? It says in Shoiftim, yamim yamima. What is that talking about? That it says the daughters of Israel would go out to mourn the daughter of Yiftach 4 times a year. 4 times a year, presumably equidistant 4 times a year, every 3 months. So we should learn out yamim yamima means every 3 months. Says the Gemara, donin yamim yamim. Again, it's better to learn out yamim from yamim. Vein donin yamim mi mi yamima. Why learn it out from where it says yamim qualified by yamima? So we like to make the gzeira shava where the exact same word appears. So the Gemara says, who cares if the exact same phrase appears? It's well known that as long as the two words basically mean the same thing, even if they're completely different words, you could still make a gzeira shava. We know the famous gzeira shava, v'shav ha-koyin u'ba ha-koyin. Ask the Gemara, my nafkamino, what difference does it make whether the words are precise or not? V'tana d'vei Rabbi Shmuel, v'shav ha-koyin u'ba ha-koyin. It says the koyin returns, it says the koyin comes, and we say zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. This, it's returning and coming. It's all the same. And we could make a gzeira shava one for the other. Namely, when if there's tsaras, you have to remove the stones that have tsaras on it. You have to remove the stone, scrape the cement, make new stones, make new plaster, and That's what it says by Vishav. It doesn't say that by Uba, but we make Xereshava, Vishav Uba. So why are you being such a stickler? In one place it says Chadashim, or it says Shnayim. Who cares? As long as you have the basic same phrase, the same basic phrase, you should be able to make Xereshava. Says Gemara, that's true. That's when there's no alternative. But now when you have to choose between a precisely accurate Xereshava with the same exact phrase as opposed to a phrase that's not exactly the same, of course we're always going to choose as a directional signal the precise phrase. Hani mili hecha deleka dedamilai. That's if there's nothing similar to it. Aval hecha deika dedamilai. But where there's another phrase similar to it, mid dedamilai yafina. We'll learn it out from something similar. That's why we don't make the Gzeir Shava from Yamim Yamima. But then the Gemara says, I'll give you another reason why we don't make the Gzeir Shava from Yamim Yamima. It says that the girls would go out to mourn Yamim Yamima 4 times a year. Now, who told you those 4 times were equidistant? Maybe sometimes it was 2 months, sometimes it was 4 months. And since it's not clear that these occasions were equidistant, and we have no idea when these phrases appear, when these visits appeared, sometimes it could have been 4 months, sometimes it could have been 2 months, which then means we have no idea. We don't know. And therefore, it's not a valid source. You can't learn out from there because we just simply don't know. Ike da Amri, others say, you know why you don't learn out from Yamim Yamima? Mina Yadina, and how do you know the Chotosa Yarchen Chadzimna? That one interval is 3 months. Dilma Arba Zimna Bashata, maybe just 4 times a year. Arba Yarchin Chadzimna, one time it's 4 months. Train Yarchin Bechadzimna, another time it's 2 months. And therefore you can't learn out because you just don't know how long the interval is. Fine. Let's see Taisus. In Yamim Chusim Mishnayim, the Darish Miyamim Tia Gulasai. Rebbe Darshan's from Yamim Tia Gulasai, She'en Hamoicha Yachal Ligo B'Pachas Mishnei Yamim, that the seller cannot sell in less than 2 days. Hachanami here too, the Bechol Beis Yamim, every 2 days, Yekal Sare. He, maybe he needs to lighten his hair. Umashani, the more answers, the Beis Yamim Leka Koived. In 2 days, there's no heaviness. Umastama Leinaskaba Gzer Shava Ahani. Probably then the Gzer Shava was never accepted from this, from these phrase. It was never accepted for this. Ela mimashmois diyamim. Rather from the implication, a simple understanding of the word yamim. Dehainu shana tia gulasa shagoyal achare beiz yamim. Kal hashana, that after 2 days you could redeem the whole year. Kedachsiv basrei. Ve'imlo yigal ad malois loy shana tmima. So we see the whole year you could redeem. We're going to learn out from the mashma'is of Yamim. The mashma'is of Yamim is a whole year. Even though the strict interpretation of Yamim is 2 days, but it means from 2 days throughout the whole year. Teilachna b'nois Yisrael l'sanois l'bas yiftach dalad Yamim bashano. Mashma b'soif kol gemachadashim. That implies at the end of every 3 months. Holchu Lirois, they went to see. Umashani, the Gemara answers, Minoya dinan de mechalken ashana b'shava. Who says you slice the year equally? Dilma train yarchin b'chadzimna, v'dalad yarchin b'chadzimna. Maybe sometimes they did it every 2 months, sometimes every 4 months. Ubez yarchin b'chadzimna. V'kivan dahachihu. Since that might be the case, we don't know where to learn out from. The less lan lamelef mimakam sheyachaliyos she'in hadavar. She'in hadavar. I think you have to change the girsa. She'in hadavar.
Shaveh.
What? Shaveh, I should say? Yeah, that it's not equal. L'hachiyak yafinan mi batei areichayma. Therefore, you learn out from batei areichayma. Now, weiter in the Gemara, Rabbi Nahirai Omer. Nahirai says, "Megaleach achas l'shalishim yam." You cut the hair. Another olam cuts the hair every 30 days. My taima. What's the reason? My taima gabad koyhanim. What's the reason koyhanim take a haircut every 30 days. Mishum de'ika koived, because the hair gets heavy. Hachanami ika koived. So too, Nazar Olam, after 30 days, the hair gets heavy. Says the Tosis, my time agabi koyhanim de'ika koived, vim toimar. No, we're not going to do that, Tosis. Sorry. Daf HaShavua says we should skip until Hani Miketz. Okay. So Rabbi Nahirai Oimer, you see their cheshbin is they want us to do the Tosis and that are Mefarish the Gemara, not that ask questions from outside. Okay. It's a good formula for the Shir. You know, keeps it closer to the time frame that of the other years. Fine. So now the Gemara continues. We have Naharai Oimer. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Megaleach Merv Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says you take a haircut every Friday. A Nazar Oilam is allowed to take a haircut every Friday. My Iko Beinei L'Shara Choyhi. If the reason a Nazar Oilam like Avshalom could shave every Friday is because princes shave every Friday, then what would be the difference between Avshalom and the rest of the sons of David who are princes and they're taking a haircut every Friday? So we say, oh, this big yichus of Avshalom, he after 40 years he's taking a haircut every Friday. That's what every prince does. If the source of why a Nazar Oilam takes a haircut every Friday is because that's what B'nai Malachim do, then there's no difference between Avshalom and the other sons of David.
What about Yayim? He can drink wine, though.
Good. But the Pasuk is mashma, a big spiel about his haircut. If you look in the Lashon of the Pasuk, is of a galchayas roishai v'hayamikets yamim liyamim. And when he would shave his head, it would be when yamim liyamim. What is that? Erev Shabbos. Shkoyach. And if he wasn't a Nazir, he'd still be doing that. He's a Ben Melech. Sounds like there's a groisa gedil in his haircut time. He's still going to the same barber and he has the same appointment. Nothing changed. And before he became a Nazir, he went to the barber every Friday and the barber wouldn't have known anything changed. Yeah, so the Gemara says there's a nafkamina. Yamtav shechal yos be'emsa Shabbos. Yamtav that came out during the week. So his other brothers could take a haircut Erev Yamtav. Because they're not limited to Erev Shabbos. Da'achoy megalchen. Hu lo megalech. Because he could only take it Friday. Inami. Legaluchi min safra. Demali Shabbos. Could he take a haircut first thing in the morning? The other brothers could take it first thing in the morning. But he first has to bring his carbon nazir for shaving his hair. And then he takes the haircut. So he can't get the first barber appointment in the morning. He has to first bring karbanos. Inami legaluchim in safra demali shabasa to do it in the morning. Achoyi megalchen. The brothers could shave first thing in the morning. Iuloi megaleach ad panya. He can't shave until the later in the day. Says Toisvis, my iko benayo l'shar achoyi. Vim timer v'neima de iko ben... No. We're not going to do that one either. Fine. Vaitu in the Gemara, Hani Arboim Shana Mayavitayu. What exactly are these 40 years? At the end of 40 years. What does it mean at the end of 40 years? The end of 40 years of David HaMelech's reign? David HaMelech only reigned for 40 years. And after that, David reigned a chunk more. So what exactly does it mean? Tosfos says, Perush, the lekelamemer lemem shana l'machas beis David. It can't be the fourth year of David's machas. The azmarat avshalim, the mashma kroy, because the pasuk is mashma dehayamel cheshanim achar ma'isaza. David was a king for another 5 years. Gimel shorav, 3 years of famine. Be'echad shemana yisrael, one that he counted. Klaysov echad shemid mishmarais, and for the Gemara, Reb Nahirai Oimer Mishum Reb Yehoshua leketz mem shana sheshalu lohen melech. The end of the 40 years that the Jewish people had asked for a king. Remember, the Jews came to Shmuel and said, give us a king like all the other goyim. And that was considered improper. So who did Shmuel appoint? Shaul. 40 years later, Avshalom rebelled. Tosfos says, a davar oyem inoira. it's mashma Avshalom's rebellion was rooted in the sin of Klal Yisrael asking for a king. Namely, Klal Yisrael asking for a king is a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael asking for a king is a rebellion against Hashem. Because they rebelled against Hashem by asking for a king, 40 years later, Avshalom rebelled against Malchus Beis David. Because Malchus Beis David is the manifestation of the Malchus Shamayim. Says Tosfos, one second, let's finish up the Gemara. Tana, Oysa Shana, Shashalu Lohen Melech, the year they asked for a king, Hishnas Eser L'Shmuel Haramasi, is the 10th year of Shmuel's prophecy. So in the 10th year of Shmuel's leadership, they asked for a king, and 40 years later, Avshalom rebelled, which was like the 35th year of David's reign, because 5 years before David's reign, Shaul was the king. Take a look at Tosfos. Umeshani, Miketz Mem Shana, the end of 40 years, Shasha'alu Lohem Melech, that they asked for a king, Shemardu B'malkoi Shalaylam, that they rebelled against the king of the world, Tala Meridas Avshalom, the Torah hinges the rebellion of Hashem b'she'elasam lahem melech, in their request for a king, shehaya shnas eser l'shmo, that was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign, uvechatzi yud aleph, in middle of his 11th year, hemed melech, he made a king, I think Shaul, umalach chatzi yud aleph, Shaul reigned year 11, ubei shanim, and 2 years, harei dalet shanim l'she'ela, that's 4 years into his request, the request for a king. And then in the beginning of the 36th year, l'malchus beis David, he shnas mem l'she'ela, it's the 40th year of them asking for a king. That's when Avshalom rebelled, v'achar kach marad Avshalom. V'ashana hihi shnas rav. That year was the year of famine. It was also the Gam Oisa Shnas Mem L'Shel, was the 40th year of the request. Va'filu Marad Betchila Shnas Mem, even if the rebellion was in the beginning of the 40th year, L'Shelah, V'lav Dafka Miketz, not Dafka at the end. The bottom line is, the 40th year is not the 40th year of David's reign, the 40th year of the request of the Jewish people for a melech. Now, why is the Nach reporting that Avshalom rebelled in the 40th year of their request for a king? Tosfos says, a chiddush oyam v'noira, that means the Navi is identifying that the root cause of the rebellion of Avshalom, it's sourced in the request of Klal Yisrael for a king. Their rebellion against Hashem in year one, or in the 10th year of Shmuel's power, caused that 40 years later it should sprout Shoyresh Pyra Roish Velana, that Avshalom rebelled against David. Okay, now I'm going to tell you an amazing chiddush. The Ben Ish Chai says, if you're at a meal and you forgot to say a Dvar Torah, you don't have a good Dvar Torah. You looked at the parsha sheet and you realize that you're better off not saying it than saying it, you know? So you don't have a Dvar Torah. So the Ben Ish Chai says, Mayim Achreinim Chayva. First of all, it's a halacha. Second of all, remind you to do it. Mayim Achroinim is much more lenient than phones in a shul. Phones in a shul, even Goyim can't bring phones in a shul. Mayim Achroinim, only people whose mother are Jewish have to wash Mayim Achroinim. By the way, Mayim Achroinim is on Sundays, on Mondays, on Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday, Shabbos. If you fast on Yom Kippur, you don't have to wash Mayim Achroinim, like just stop in the middle of the day. Any tannis that you're not eating, you don't have to wash Mayim Achroinim. But let's say if you eat bread, you have to wash Mayim Achroinim. At the end of the meal, the Ben Ish Chai says you should say Mayim Achroinim Choyva. But the secret behind it is Mem Aleph Ches. You get rid of the Koiches of Din, of Mashches, Af, and Chema. Mayim Achroinim. But If you let's say you forget that halacha, we're about to learn another mishnah. You could say, here's a short. This is a great mishnah. The mishnah says, "Stam nazirus lamed yaim." I don't know which is longer, "Stam nazirus lamed yaim" or "Mayim achroinim chayva." You'll add it up. You'll let me know. It's four words, but you know. That's the whole Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloshim says Taisus of a Gemara Mefarish Taima. Says Gemara, no, and immediately how do we know Stam Nazir says 30 days? Amar of Masna, Amar Kra Kadosh Yia Yia Begematria Tlasan. Yia is a Gematria of 30. Hava Barpada Omer Barpada Omer Keneged Nazir Nizroi Hamurim Betayra Lamed Chasar Achas Keneged. In the Parsha of Naziros, it says a word that has a Shoresh Nazir 29 times. Can I get Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom? Ay, V'Rav Masna Nami Nelef Mi Nazir Nizrei. Why does Rav Masna learn it from the Gematria? Why doesn't he learn it from the times that the word appears? Amar L'chol say, Ahula Drasha, each time it appears is for a different Drasha. For example, Miyayin V'Shechar Yazir, that La'esar Yayin Mitzvah Kiyin Rishus. By the way, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. You know, there's a sefer on Purim. It's called Magid HaRakia. That just today, it made it to Oitzar HaChachma. You can now find it on Oitzar HaChachma. But I said this on Shabbos, but I didn't say it. Remember, throughout Shas, which Amoira is always talking about Yayin? Yeah, Rava. Look on Dalet Amad Aleph. Amar Rava, it's talking about Shvua, that a guy swore that he's going to drink Yayin. And the Gemara calls that Yayin Mitzvah. So it's another memra of Rava about a mitzvah of drinking Yayin. Anyway, so you need Nazir, Nizrei. We learn out from Yayin V'Shechar Yazir, Lesser Yayin Mitzvah, Kiyin Rishus. What about Kiyafli, Lindar Neder, Nazir Lahazir? We learn from here, Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. That one Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. What does that mean? Let's say a guy says, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir. So you keep one Nazirus and then another one. So all of these Naziruses are needed. It's not superfluous. Look at Toysus Barpada Amar Kinega Nazir Samurum Batarsha and Lam Khazaras Parish Ksuvim Beparsha's Nad Nazir. U Kinegdan Moishekh Stam Nazirus, Kinega them, the Nazirus extends Khaftasyam Afagav the Timsa Shloishim, even though you really find 30.
We're actually learning a halacha of 30 days from a gematria? Or is it more of like an asmachta?
Ayin Barash, four lines on the bottom. Yireh de Gemara Gemirila. Really, it's a Masaira. The Asmachua Ahach Gematria. De Lav Mi Yud Gimel Midoy Si Shatern Reshes Bahen. Gematria is not when a Yud Gimel Midoy Shatern Reshes Bahen. So Asi's pointing out, it can't be this is the Makar. What do you mean Makar? You can't learn out from a Gematria. It's just an Asmachta. Now the Rush says it's Lamed Chasar Aleph, besides Nezer Leikav Aroshai, that's a Lashon of Keser. So does that mean, now what about Rav Mas, what about Barpada? Is that also an Asmachta, or is that really a Limud? L'chur, it has to be an asmachta also. Back to Toysis. Afagav de timsa shloishim. Uchsha'ata yoreid l'minyanim yeshloima. Really, even though you'll find 30, you'll say that nezer l'kav aroisha is not counted. It's a lashon keser, like the Rush said. Kidimatagamin and Kalila. Okay. We'll pick it up here tomorrow night, 9:15, okay? Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great night.
They do the same thing with the 39 malachos. It's 40 minus 1, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are they going to say that that's connected?
Recording stopped.
No, because it's not connected. What? That's just a way of...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.